Go right up here to File and select New. Wow, Adobe's added some new options to the new image dialog in Photoshop CS. This is totally cool. In Photoshop 7, Adobe introduced presets and the new image dialog. You can just click on the little menu right here and select a preset, an already made preset. So if you're a web designer, you can just come down here and select 640 by 480 or 800 by 600. All you have to do is just select it. Photoshop will enter in the width, the height, and set the resolution for you. All you have to do is just click OK, and the image is created. Let's say that you wanted to create an image for an 8x10 sheet of paper. All you have to do is click on the preset, come down here to 8x10. Photoshop will enter in 8 inches by 10 inches and enter in the resolution for you. And then just click OK, and the image is made. But let me show you something else that's really cool. Come up here to File and select New. We can actually create our own custom presets. Watch this. Click on the little preset drop-down, come right up here and select Custom. Okay, so if I enter in a custom preset, custom width or custom dimensions, put in 400, and then for the height, let's go about 300. And look at that. And when we enter in a custom value, look right over here, and the Save Preset button will light up. All you have to do is just click on that, and it'll prompt you to give it a name. Let's see, preset name, let's just put, there we go. And we can actually decide if you want to include or not include some of these settings right here, like resolution, mode. I'm going to go ahead and include them all. Then, after I'm done putting my name in, I can just go ahead and click OK. All right, check it out. Now it says preset, and it says Mark's preset right here. This is totally cool. I can store my own presets right in Photoshop. So let's say there's a size that you can't find on the preset menu, and you want to add your own size because you like to work with that size all the time. Well, just add it as a custom preset. And the custom presets will always be, they'll be right here at the very top, okay? They'll be listed right here. I only have one right now, but as you get more, they'll be listed more right on the menu, okay? Let me show you something else here. I'm going to go ahead and cancel out of this. Let's say you have an image already open in Photoshop, but you want to create a new document, and you want that new document to be the exact same size as the image that you're working on in Photoshop. Let me show you. Come right up here to File, and come over here to New, and then click on Preset, and come all the way down to the very bottom. Let me see if I can move this up a little bit. Come all the way down to the very bottom, and you'll see it right down here. This is the name of my file. Well, if I just click on that, Photoshop will enter in all the dimensions of the same photo that I currently have open. It'll set the width, the height. It'll put in the resolution for me. So all I have to do is just click OK. Check that out. So if I wanted to make a copy or something, I know that this image is the exact same size. I could select the Move tool and click over and just drag this image over here. Look at that. And it fits perfectly. So those are some new features in Photoshop CS, and those presets are really cool. So take advantage of that and check them out. We'll see you later.